KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 64 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies today with a chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning. Most of those, though, have quickly dissipated. We look for a high of 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A man from Polk County died during an accident Wednesday afternoon in Harrison County. According to the State Patrol, a man from Kansas, 56-year-old Edward Christopher Kubas of Edwardsville, Kansas, was driving a 2006 Chevy Silverado pickup northbound on I-29 at around 2:20 p.m. when the vehicle lost a tire near mile marker 29, which is a few miles north of the Mondamin exit. The tire went northbound through the median and struck 51-year-old Homero T. Carrillo of Des Moines, who was working on the southbound I-29 bridge in the east lane. That road had been shut down for the construction project. Homero died at the scene shortly after he was struck by the tire. An assisted care facility in Oakland is dealing with more residents who have tested positive for COVID-19 and a total of 4 deaths. The first death at the Oakland Manor was reported in late July, along with 18 residents who contracted COVID-19. KETV in Omaha says since then, Pottawatomie County officials have confirmed 10 additional residents have required treatment for the virus and 3 more have died. The county says the latest victim was a man aged 61 to 80 who died Sunday. Pott County Planning Director Matt Wyant says that at last check, 7 residents have spent the required 10 days in isolation and are considered recovering, but he added they could still show symptoms for some time. Knowing the residents require round-the-clock care, Wyant says the county has offered support for laundry services, hotel rooms, and additional nursing staff. In providing that relief, Wyant said the county hopes Oakland Manor staff will continue self-monitoring and strongly recommends the same employees care for either healthy or recovering residents. Officials of the Elmcrest Senior Living Center in Harlan said that as of Wednesday, August 5th, they were canceling all visits and are not scheduling future visits at this time. The numbers in Shelby County are still rising, officials said, and they do not feel it's safe to resume visits in 2 weeks as they had initially hoped. According to their social media post, Elmcrest officials will continue to send out emails to their families and post on Facebook updates as to when they will allow visits to resume, but added, however, that data is uncertain at this point in time. Elmcrest does remain COVID-19 free, so they ask you to continue to send your good thoughts and prayers. It was also noted that window visits will still be permitted at the Elmcrest Senior Center. Riverside School District Superintendent Dr. Tim Mitchell reports the Riverside Community School District Administration was notified of a potential COVID-19 exposure on Sunday. Mitchell said Tuesday morning, August 4th, Pottawatomie County Health confirmed that a Riverside student had tested positive for COVID-19. The Riverside facilities utilized by the students were closed on Monday for deep cleaning and disinfecting per CDC guidance. Riverside then notified public health, identified potential close contact students and staff, requested quarantine of potentially exposed students and staff, and provided Pott County Public Health potential close contacts for follow-up. Following the guidance from the Iowa Department of Education and Iowa Department of Public Health released last week, Superintendent Mitchell said the student will not be allowed to return to school until after 24 hours with no fever and symptoms improving and 10 days since symptoms started. Any potential student or staff member that's determined to have been in close contact with that individual, that is within 6 feet or more for longer than 15 minutes, cannot return to school for 14 days from the last contact with that student. Riverside facilities now have reopened and programming has continued. Any questions can be directed to Superintendent Tim Mitchell at 712-484-2212. The Iowa Department of Public Health today reports 345 additional COVID-19 cases since 10 a.m. Wednesday for a total of 46,837 and 13 additional deaths for a total of 906. Officials say outbreaks at long-term care facilities account for 486 of the state's total deaths. The IDPH says 35,468 Iowans have recovered from the virus. More than 501,556 have been tested, and 452,073 have tested negative. The hospitalizations from COVID-19 continue to decline, with 11 fewer being reported today for a total of 237. 9 less patients are in an ICU for a total of 68. There are currently 32 patients on ventilators in Iowa compared to 34 on Wednesday, and there were 28 people admitted to a hospital as compared to 44 yesterday. Hospitals here in Western and Central Iowa report 13 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 symptoms. That's 2 more than Wednesday. 6 are in an ICU. 3 had been admitted since 10 a.m. Wednesday, and there continued to be no one on a ventilator at present. There are also currently 25 outbreaks in Iowa's long-term care facilities, 840 positive cases within those facilities, and 441 recoveries. The only changes in area counties for as far as number of cases and recoveries and deaths are concerned is in Cass County, where one more person recovered for a total of 36 with 48 cases. Adair County has two more cases, bringing their total to 23. Guthrie County has one more case than they had on Wednesday for a total of 128, and seven more recovered. Montgomery County has two more COVID-19 cases than they had on Wednesday with a total of 45. Also, one more death reported in Montgomery County for a total of four. Also, Shelby County had 11 more cases than reported on Wednesday with 173, and Pottawatomie County has 1,257 positive cases, 882 recovered, plus two more deaths. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning, Ernest Carley, age 95, of Carson, died Friday. Funeral services for Ernest Carley will be this Friday, tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson has the arrangements. Doris Johns, age 98, of Panora, died Monday in Guthrie Center. Graveside services for Doris Johns will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Morrisburg Cemetery in rural Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Philip Widener, age 70, of Marnie, died Saturday at the hospital, Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Philip Widener will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Clayton Ellingson, age 93, of Atlantic, died April 26th. A celebration of life for Clayton Ellingson will be Saturday at 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Diane Denny, age 64, of Wyota, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Diane Denny will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Wyota United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Roger Erb, age 59, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Private family memorial services for Roger Erb will be held Saturday at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Deanna Johnson, age 76, of rural Atlantic, died Monday. A private family service for Deanna Johnson will be held at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Darlene Justice, age 87, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Services for Darlene Justice will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Beverly Redler, age 86, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Salem Lutheran Home. Arrangements for Beverly Redler are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.